Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Tes Omud Beis, and we're beginning in the long Mishneh Berurah that we began yesterday, Sif Katan Beis, and we're about 10-15 lines up from the bottom, and we're learning the halachos still of Kaddish in Siman Nun Vav. And the Mishneh Berurah begins, again, the bottom of Pei Tes Omud Aleph. Today's Daf is Pei Tes Omud Beis. Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Hu targum shel Yehei Shmo Hagadol Mivorach Liolam Ol Yomei Olamim. The very, very important, as we'll see, the single most important response that we have in all of the davening is the answering of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. And this means, let it be Hashem's great name, Yehei Shmo Hagadol Mivorach, should be blessed forever and ever. This is the Beis Yosef, like the Pirush of the Ri. And here, the meaning of Shmei is Beli Yud. It doesn't have the word Shemei doesn't have a yud in it, and it doesn't have a mapik in it, according to the Taz. Dirshu footnote number 9 explains that the perish over here is Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh Shemo HaGodol bi'olam Shehu Baruch Kirtzono, that Hashem's name should be great. And this is V'chein Yehei Shemo HaGodol Mivarach. The similar idea is in the Yehei Shmei Rabbah. And not like the other parish that's brought down in the Tor, Sheyesh Lomar Shemei, the word Shemei has a yud in it, Kemo Shapir Shusham Yud K, Rikavanaso Shalosid Lavo Ye Hashem Sholem, that this is Hashem's name, and his name will become full eventually when Mashiach comes. So the two fundamental differences over here in what the word Yehei Shmei Rabbah means: does it mean Hashem, his great name, or does it mean the name of Hashem? As we just said, the Taz doesn't have a Mapike, but the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Prima Godim, Shetov Yose Lomar B'Mapike, Shmei, with a accent, a mapik in the hay, making it a strong sound on the hay. Then we have the word mivorach that has a kamatz tachas habez, mivorach, and a patach tachas haresh. Lo'olam has a kamatz tachas ha'ayin, ul'olmei has a vav, uli'olmei. V'tzorach ha'shliach tzibur gamkin lomar belachash yehesh mei rabba v'chulei. The Chazan says out loud, amen. So the Chazan says amen out loud. Everybody responds to that amen. That amen goes back on the previous words of the Kaddish. And then we pause and we say, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. And not only does the entire Tzibur say that, but the Mishneh Berurah says that the Chazan says it as well. But V'lo Yomar Od Hapam Amen. The Chazan doesn't repeat amen again. Just he continues, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Achakach Yaskil Yisbarach. Then he says the word Yisbarach. And he says this b'kol rom. We'll have more of a discussion about Yisbarach coming up in a few moments. The issue footnote number 10 points out that we just said over here that he says Yehei Shmei Rabbah belachash doesn't mean literally belachash. It means he just doesn't have to say it as loud as he does the rest of the Kaddish. Because here, everybody else is saying it as well. He's not being motzi them. The Shliach Tzibur should be careful to say it, though, that people can hear him, because anybody in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei needs to hear it from him in order to be Yotze if they're not able to interrupt, if they're in a part of the Shmoneh Esrei where they can't interrupt. In Dirshu footnote 11, he says we have to say the rest of the Kaddish b'kol rom, is so that you have 10 people listening and answering to the Kaddish. If you were to say it quietly and you didn't have the Tzibur answering to you, then you wouldn't have the right to say the Kaddish. The Mishneh Berurah continues and he says there are 8 Lashonos of Shevach. Kineged Shivo Rikiyim Varakiya Shalgabi Rosh Yachayos. This corresponds to the 7 heavens. That's the expression, I'm in 7th heaven. And the heaven, so to say, above the 7th heaven, the Rakiya Shalgabi Rosh Yachayos. These 8 phrases are Yisbarach, Vishtabach, Vispar, Visruman, Visnase, Vishador, Vishalev, Vishalol. Ubetchila Omer Yiskadel, Vishkadesh. And he says at the beginning 2 additional phrases, the Yiskadel, Vishkadesh. And we have a total over here of 10 Asorah. And these are kineged the Aseres HaDibros. Mishneh Berurah then points out that min kol birchosa is 3 words, not mikol birchosa, as we say by the Yamin Norayim, but he points out on the Yamin Norayim, when we say le'ela, uli'ela, then we don't say min kol birchosa, but we say mikol birchosa. And this is because, mystically, we know that the Kaddish has to have 28 words in it, and if you were to change this number around by adding on le'elu le'ela, you have to find a way to shorten it. So we go min kol, we make that mikol. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah v'lo yavsik bein yehei shmei rabah le'mevorach. One shouldn't have any sort of a significant pause between the saying of Yehei Shmei Rabbah and Mivorach. So you should say Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mivorach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, I am the prima godim, umachzis ha-shekel, dahayinu shelo yavsik b'shtika b'neim, not even to be silent in between them. However, avalein tzorech lomar b'nishima echos, shouldn't have a pause of silence in between them, but you don't have to say it in one breath. So it's adequate if you say, yehei shmei rabo mivarach, something to that extent, but you don't have to be careful to say it in one breath. Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains to look in the Magen Avraham and Lefi Dvarav, Gam Bein Yehei Shmei Lirabo Ein Lahafsik. And this is really based upon what is the exact way to break up the expression Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevarach Lilam Yomei Amaya. We don't have time to go into it right now, but there basically are two ways to break this up. The Gemara discusses and the Rishonim and the Poskim discuss over there. Is it Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevarach Lilam Yomei Amaya, or is it Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevarach the Olam Omei Omaya, where you put the comma, so to say, in this phrase. And the two ways to do it are brought down over here, that you shouldn't make an interruption between Yehei Shmei and Rabba, and then the Mefarshim also bring down not to make any interruption between Yehei Shmei, Rabba, and Mevarach, and this way you yotze both of the Shitos. There is an opinion that says, however, you absolutely should make a pause there if you want to be yotze the first Shita, but Lemaisa, we don't make a pause between Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevarach, we say it all together. Indeed, the Ramah, in parentheses, brings us down to the name Hagos Ashri, in the name of the Or Zeruah, Kos of the Leperish Rishon, Lo Yavsik Ben Shmei L'Rabo, Leperish Re, and Lehavsik Ben Rabo L'Mevarach, as I just explained. Then the Mechaber continues, V'lanos Oso B'Kol Rom. When you answer Yehei Shmei Rabo, you should say it B'Kol Rom. You should say it out loud, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hei writes, Shaidei Zeh Misorer HaKavona. This will arouse Kavona in people. Vayidei Kol Zeh Misbatlin Gezeres Koshos. The saying of Yehei Shmei Rabo with your full strength, with full Kavona, is able to knock apart and break down bad Gezeros, harsh Gezeros. However, don't say it in such a loud and strange way that people are going to look at you strangely and it's going to cause them to think funny of you, and it'll be a sin as a result. Yeshua footnote number 12 brings down, when we answer Amen or Baruch Hu, or when we answer in benching with Zimun, so we'll learn in Sivim Kuf Chav Dalet, Sha'asu Midinu La'ona L'Hagbi Es Kol Yosem Navorech. The person who's responding should never say it louder than the Chazan. And we learn this out from the Pasuk, Gadul Hashem Iti, when a Roman Moshmo Yachtov, that when people answer and respond to the Chazan, they shouldn't say it louder than the Chazan. However, the one exception to that rule, he says, is Amen Yehesh Mei Rabah. And the Prima Godim says, maybe it's permissible, Anos B'Kol Rom, Afilu Yosem Yashliach Tzibur over here. Why? He brings down, Kivin Shirach L'Inyin Shevach Nesar Ala'onet Lagbiyaz Kol Yosem Mevarach. Only in regards to praising, is it not proper for the person who's responding to the praise to say it louder than the person who actually praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, not on a Bakosha. However, the Gesher Achayim writes, Mutu Lagbiyaz Kolo Baniyaz Omin Yesh Merabah. One is permitted to do this. V'chein Da'aso Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, the Divri Chamudos brings down, as well as the Kaf Achayim bring down, that one should not do this. The individuals in the Tzibur should not say Amen Yesh Merabah louder than the Chazan. And Chaim Kanievsky says, V'yesh Merabah, you are allowed to raise your voice. However, for the Amen, one shouldn't raise his voice louder than the Chazan. Footnote does additionally point out that if you're doing it to stimulate the people in the tzibur, people are sleepy, they're not answering louder. You say, Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabo, to wake them up. So that's certainly permissible, even if you're much louder than the chazan. Then the Mechaber writes, Ule hishtadel lo rutz kedei lishmor kaddish. A person should run to make sure that he hears the kaddish. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav explains, Anias Amen, Yehei Shmei Rabo, hu mitzvah gedolim o. This is the most essential and important part of the davening. And Amen Yehei Shmei Rabo Odif Tvei Mikedusha Modim. It even is more important than the Kedusha or Modim. Therefore, if a person is davening in a large shul and there are many different minyanim going on over there, Kishumeya Shteim Keechod, if you hear two different minyanim, one saying Amen Yehei Shmei Rabo, one saying Kedusha, you should say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabo. The issue footnote number 13 points out, this is assuming that you haven't heard either of them. However, if you have already heard Kaddish Mutov She'ane Kedusha Kedei Lotze Yedei Chova, but if you know there'll be a later opportunity to hear Kedusha, even though you haven't heard Kedusha yet, then the Kaf Chaim says you should answer to the Kaddish Amen Yehei Shmei Rabo. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Mikol Mokom, Mi'esh Lufonov, Shtei Botei Knesios. You have two shuls in front of you. One of them, Echad Magim La Kaddish Ach Shmonesrei. One is up to the Kaddish after the Shmonesrei. Ubi Echad Magim L'Kedusha. The other one is up to Kedusha. Yelef Yana Kedusha. Better to go to the shul that's up to Kedusha. Why? Kishom Yishma Gam Kenekadish Shilach Shmonesri. Because you'll have the benefit in that minion of hearing the Kedusha. And as well, they'll continue the Chazaras Hashatz and you'll hear the Kaddish at the end of Shmonesri. Mishabur then adds and he says, also Lahavsik B'emsa Amen Yesh Me Rabba. Kishomer Kedusha. If you're saying Amen Yesh Me Rabba and another minion nearby is saying Kedusha, you're not allowed to interrupt. However, the opposite. If you're in the middle of Kedusha and you hear Amen Yesh Me Rabba, he's not sure what the din is. He brings down the name of the Chai Adam. And Dirshu footnote number 14, he brings down that later on in Simon Kuv Chav Hey, he brings down the name of the Prima Godam, Shalo Yasik Lanos Amen Yesh Meirabah, in the middle of Kedusha until you finish Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvos, Moloch, Hol, Aretz, Kavodo, and then you can answer. The Ramah then says, Hagah, V'yesh Lamod Kishonim Kaddish, V'chol Dovash B'Kedusha. One should stand up when one is answering Kaddish and when one is saying any Dovash B'Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, "V'yeshomim she'enu tzarich lamod." There are those opinions that say you don't have to stand up. He brings this down in the name of the Ma'aril and the Taz. El shakol kaddish she'tufasol me'omed kigon liachar halal lo yoshev ashiyane amen yesh mirabah. If you were standing, because that was the previous part of the davening was said in standing, like for example halal, then you should remain standing for the kaddish. However, if you were sitting down, you don't have to specifically stand up for the kaddish. The issue footnote number 16 explains that we're talking here, Sha'amad Machmas Din Amida Shotvila. If the Tvila required you to stand up, or the Tvila didn't require you to stand up. But let's say you stood up because an older person was walking by, that's not necessarily called standing up. However, the Kav HaChaim disagrees, and he says, if you're standing up for whatever the reason, you should stay standing for the Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he paskins, Yesh Lochush L'Divri HaMachmirim, we are concerned for this opinion that you should stand up for Kaddish no matter what. And we learned this out from a Kal v'chomer from Eglo Melech Moav. Shoya Nochri, he was a non-Jew, he was a guy. The Kami Atzmo, Meal Kiso, Ludvar Hashem. When he heard Hashem's name, he himself stood up from his chair. Allah has come of a Kamo, Koshekin Anachnu Amo. Certainly we have to stand up when we hear Hashem's name when the Kaddish is said. Ubekavonos, in the Sefer the Kavonos, it says over there, Iso, Sharizal, Hoya Noeg, Bechola Kadeshim, Shalachar Amido, De Shachris, Mincho, De Arvis, Hoya Nisharome. The Arizal would stand up for all of the Kaddishes that came after the Shmonesre by Shachris, Mincho, and Marev. And Mishal Tiskabel, Mishal Chazor Sefer Torah, Hoya One, Veacha Kacha Yoshev. For Tiskabel and the Chazor Sefer Torah, the Kaddish after those, he would stand up and he would then sit down afterwards. For those that have the custom to say the Kaddish before the Baruch at the end of the davening, you should stand up for that as well. The Ramah continues and he says, you walk into a shul and they're saying Kaddish. You're allowed to answer to them. Even though you didn't hear the Kaddish part, you just heard them saying, so you can answer with them. As we pointed out previously, the Shliach Tzibur, the Ramah says, also has to say Yehesh Mei Rabba. There are those that say that have the custom to say the Psukim Ato Yigdal Noa Koach, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will say before you start the Kaddish, because you have to listen to the entire Kaddish, so you can't say it while the Chazan is saying the Kaddish. And some also say the Psukim Zohar Rachanach Vagomer, some have the custom to say this as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess writes, this is true. Afilu umbo be'ez gemar anias omen yesh me rabba. Even if you come in at the tail end of them saying yesh me rabba, i.e. they're saying mevorach l'olam omei omayo or something like that. L'chadome afilu hochi yomer yesh me rabba v'chula. You have the right to say yesh me rabba. However, v'lo yomer amen. You shouldn't answer amen because you didn't hear the first part of the Kaddish, the part before yesh me rabba, and that's what that amen is going on. The amen koi al yiskadel v'yiskadesh of the Shliach Tzibur, which you didn't hear. However, the Yesh Mei Rabba, which you came in the middle of, which is a Shevach B'yapei Nafshohu, it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by itself, since the Sibur is still saying it, you're allowed to say it with them. V'chein l'inyan Kedusha. Likewise, the same Allah applies to Kedusha if you walk in the middle. In Bar Kodim Shishlimo, if you come there before the end of that particular phrase of the Kedusha, Mutr Leimor Imoem, you're allowed to say it with them. If you come into the shul where most of the people are still saying Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba, you can say the Amen with them as well. Amen Yehesh Mei Rabba. Im Yochel Oz L'Chavin Daito B'Nies Amen, she's born in Amal Huone. As long as you can think and know what you're saying the Amen to, even though you didn't hear that Amen. The Mishnah says this as he thinks, in his humble opinion, is the way that the Magen Avraham understood this din, and he tells you that without looking at the Levush Esrod. The Mishnah Berurah at Sivkot and Yud writes, Kolomar Kodim Sheisro, those that have the custom to say the Psukim of Vyato Yigdal Noah Koach or Zuchor Rachamecha, they have to say that before they start the Kaddish. Once the Chazan has started saying Kaddish, Tzorich Lishmor V'Lishtok, you shouldn't do anything except listen and silently listen carefully to what the Chazan is saying. You shouldn't be saying anything else. As we learned already, as we will learn, Kimavur B'Reish Simon Kuf Chav Hei, the Tzorich Lahazin Ulohovin Masha Omer Shliach Tzibur. One should listen carefully to what the Shliach Tzibur is saying, V'Gam Shiyeda Achekach Ama Ona Omen, and therefore you should know what you're answering Omen to over here. Those psukim that we mentioned by the Ramah, Ator, Yigdal, Noah, Koach, or Zuchor, Rachamecha, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yudalef writes in the name of the Arizal, Loya wrote Shiyomru. The Arizal wouldn't say them. And he was upset about people that would say this. He said it's not part of the tikkunim over here to say this. Therefore, you're not allowed to interrupt and say it in a place where you're not allowed to interrupt. Interrupting over there as well is not allowed. In any place where you're not allowed to interrupt, one shouldn't say these psukim. If it's in a place where you'd be allowed to interrupt, so he would not be in favor of necessarily saying it, but it wouldn't be an isser. Finally, Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kishishaliach Tzibur Omer Yisbarach, when he says at the conclusion of Mein Yesh Mirab Barach Lilam Umeo Mayot Yisbarach, so the Mechaber says, Kol Om Onim Omein. Everybody says Omein at that point. V'chein Kish Omer Brichu, V'chein Shish Omer V'imru Omein, everybody answers Omein. So the Sfaradim over here answer, according to the Mechaber, after Yisbarach they say Omein, when you say Brichu they say Omein, and V'imru Omein they say Omein as well. However, this is not the custom amongst the Ashkenazim. The Ramah says, "Lo noagul omar amen achar yisparach, v'lo achar brichu." Ashkenazim don't say this, and indeed, the Sefer Halacha Berurah brings down that even most of the Sfaradim don't follow this minhag over here of the Mechaber to answer amen after yisparach, but like most Ashkenazim, they answer amen after Bagulov's man kuriv v'imru amen and not after yisparach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis writes, "Avol acha yiskadal or yiskadel yiskadesh mirabo haminog lanos amen." The minog is to answer amen over there. The fact that he calls it a minog in Dirshu footnote number 21 points out that you would not be allowed to say in the middle of the kriyashma, the brachos of kriyashma, this amen, whereas other amens you might be allowed to say. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes the pella on the Shulchan Aruch that he didn't copy this din down, which is mavur in the Rambam. And Rav Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, wrote it himself in the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel writes about Brichu. Yesh toim shebishor shashliach tzibah omer Brichu onim gamim tevos elu Brichu le'ela. V'zeh vaday cherifu. That's incorrect. The Mashem of the Mizbarech rak le'ela lo le'tato chas v'sholom. Your only blessing above and not below. El yesh lem lomar gam mikol brichasa o shiomu rak brichu kiminogenu. Just answer brichu like his or minhag and not to answer the extra words. This concludes today's shir.